perhaps you've never heard of Takashi Miike. But filmmaker David Lynch is a fan. London's Guardian newspaper calls Mr. Miike's movies breathtaking and disgusting. At age 44, Takashi Miike is one of Japan's leading and most prolific director of horror films. Over the past 13 years, he's made more than 60 movies. He is well-known in Japan and has also won a sizable cult following around the world. Mr. Miike's new film, Gozu, screened at the Cannes Film Festival this year. It's now opening in theaters in the United States. Beth Accomando of member station KPBS reports.
With his blonde-tipped hair and ultra-cool shades, Takashi Miike epitomizes the new generation of film royalty.
Oh, jacket?
It's like a sweatshirt.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He's holding court to an adoring crowd of filmmakers and critics at the Avalon Hotel in Beverly Hills.
I think that Miike really right now is the director's director.
Eli Roth, director of Cabin Fever, is part of an American new wave of horror filmmaking. Another director paying his respects to Miike in the crowded hotel room is Mexico's Guillermo del Toro, whose credits include Cronus, The Devil's Backbone, and most recently, Hellboy.
When you see someone in full control of the medium, about using it for things that are not quote-unquote acceptable in mainstream movies, it's very refreshing. It's like comparing a beautiful academic painting of the 19th century, 20th century English school with a Bacon. You know, he is the Bacon. He's painting these screaming things, and he's using the medium with an intelligence and a control of it that makes it very much a director's director.
But the favorite of filmmakers and critics may disgust many viewers. Miike's films venture into dark territory, where the director revels in disturbing imagery and violent excess. The opening of Ichi the Killer shows a pimp beating a prostitute bloody. Director Takashi Miike often focuses on outcasts who feel no allegiance to society or its rules, like the title character in Ichi the Killer. In his Dead or Alive trilogy, Miike pushes gore to an outlandish extreme as Japanese and Chinese cultures clash in an apocalyptic gang war. And in Audition, a quiet, enigmatic woman in a white dress and black leather apron does unspeakable things with piano wire.
He is a tough sell for a lot of people.
Andy Klein is film critic for L.A. City Beat.
I've tried to get all my best friends to go see Audition, and as soon as I said anything about what goes on in the last third of the film, they looked at me like, why should I suffer through that? Well, yeah, but that's true with Seven. That's true with Rosemary's Baby. That's true with a lot of films where basically you're being put through a grinder, but in a cathartic or worthwhile way, and I think Audition is like that.
Miike's latest U.S. release, Gozu, starts in the grinder. But the film turns surreal as the main character is propelled on a bizarre journey of self-discovery. Miike admits that even he has a hard time trying to sum up the plot.
It is a small road film. You can experience almost like a time you take your bike to go to the place you never been. And you feel really kind of strange or mysterious experiences because you've never been there. That's how you really feel watching Gozu.
Miike doesn't like to tell people what to think about his films, but in Gozu, he at least provides clues. One character explains that everything I'm about to tell you is a joke, so don't take it seriously.
You're so right about don't take it too seriously about the film. But he also mentioned to the audience that he believes that so many people in this world take their life too seriously. So he just wanted to send some kind of message to the audience. It's not about only the film. It's also about your life.
A recent rise in youth violence in Japan has prompted some to ask if violent films and video games are to blame. The question of whether films lead to violence or merely reflect and comment on an already violent society is one that dogs filmmakers who choose to depict extreme themes. But provoking an audience is precisely what horror movies should do, says director Eli Roth.
The nature of good horror movies, they're provocative. They stir up something in your subconscious that's upsetting and disturbing, and they put it out there on screen in a creative and fascinating way.
Takashi Miike's creative approach to horror even includes a musical, The Happiness of the Katakuris. As different as that might seem from Gozu or Ichi the Killer, director Guillermo del Toro says Miike's films do share one thing.
His vision is so strong that things that visually or logistically should make no sense make sense. because it's him telling it. And I don't think it's about specific moments, because I feel that all his movies are one single movie. It's like all of them are part of a single gigantic fresco, insane fresco that he's painting.
It's a big fresco, says L.A. City Beat's Andy Klein.
You know, rather than sitting there agonizing for 5 years to make sure that each film will be a masterpiece, he's doing what directors did in Hollywood in the 30s and 40s, which is you make 3 or 4 films a year, you do them as best you can, you put everything you've got into them, but you've already got another one in the can before you find out whether the last one worked. You know, you let history sort out which films are classics.
There are some who would hesitate to use the word classic to describe Takashi Miike's horror extravaganzas, but the director hopes that audiences will at least sample his films and draw their own conclusions.
Some of them absolutely love it. Some of them might be having a hard time to understand it. And he also believed that it's not a bad idea to have experienced the movie like this once in a while in your life. That he really wanted to leave to the audience that the way you judge the film, it's really up to you.
Audiences will get a chance to do that as Gozu opens gradually in theaters across the United States over the next several months. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.